Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is here with me in studio to chat about the life and work of the wonderful Whitney Houston. How are you?
Absolutely great, thank you. The sun is shining, well, for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whitney Houston is one of my favourite artists.
Well, no, that does not surprise me.
That surprises nobody who listens to this show.
No, but do you know what? She's one of the all-time most favourite artists by most people, to be honest. I mean, you know, she belongs to a particular genre, but I don't think anyone can argue with the voice, the talent, and the outstanding success of her career.
Who was she? Or tell us about her first.
So Whitney came from a family in New Jersey. She came from a musical background. Now, her father was a former US serviceman, but on her mother's side of the family, music royalty. So her mother, Sissy, was actually a very successful singer in her own right. Maybe not an international superstar, but also two of Houston's aunts, Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick, were very successful. Perhaps Dionne being maybe the most singular influence on the early career of Whitney. But just for good measure, let's throw in a godmother, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So this is a young girl who grew up in a very musical milieu. She was actually initially she's a very beautiful person, very pretty, and she actually in her early days leaned towards modelling.
Right.
She was the first person of colour, first African-American lady to be on the cover of 17 magazine. So her early, she always sang, but early on she was getting a little bit of traction as a model, and there was talk of her becoming an actress. She actually turned down the role of Sandra Huxtable in The Cosby Show. And when I say she turned it down, her mom turned it down because she wanted to push her more towards the music.
So we're not really talking, well, the album we're talking about today, it's the soundtrack for Bodyguard, isn't it?
Yeah, so again, always when choosing these, it's a challenge to find something that maybe stands out. Sometimes it is a debut album, but you can't ignore this particular album. Now, there are other artists that feature on the Bodyguard soundtrack, but it was released as a Whitney Houston album, and of course she stars in the film.
The first song or track we played starting I'm Every Woman, we're going to talk about the success of some of these. So where did that come in the timeline, I suppose, or the release dates of these tracks?
So this is number two in terms of the ones that, and it's probably one of the most recognisable songs from the soundtrack as well, and it's a standalone Whitney classic as well, an anthem, if you will. I'm Every Woman. Now, I'm not sure she was. She was an exceptionally talented woman, but it's a fabulous track. If we're going to talk about success and album sales, I mean, Whitney Houston is right up there. So this was number one for a long time.
I think it's my favourite of all her songs.
It's breathtaking. Some artists have a moniker, like a nickname, and Whitney Houston was known as The Voice. I mean, and I think this song, and so many other tracks, but this track in particular, it's one of my favourites too. I'm not quite sure that I agree that she has nothing if she doesn't have you. And if the you she's talking about is Bobby Brown, well, she had a lot before he arrived, and I think he's responsible for a lot of her decline and issues and things like that, and that's a whole other conversation. But what a voice.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the third track released, and it just continued this upward trajectory of massive hits.
Yeah, the I Will Love You, or I Will Always Love You, which I suspect is probably our final track today, because that's kind of
good guess.
Yeah, that's kind of the one that people usually associate or think of, isn't it?
Well, it is. And a while back, we covered Dolly, who wrote the song, Dolly Parton, and of course I think went on public record saying I kind of prefer Dolly's version, just because I suppose the woman who wrote the song brings something deeply personal to it. But what can I tell you about Whitney's version? It's the highest selling female single of all time.
Of
all time. So
whether you like her or not, I mean, she's a huge success.
No.
Writer, like.
You're talking about a woman who sold in excess of 200 million albums. She was voted the second greatest singer of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. Only, should I say, pipped by her godmother, Aretha. So, you know, the story of Whitney is meteoric rise, huge success, and of course we get that rock and roll tragedy as well. There it is, Queen of the Night. And my first introduction to Whitney was actually, everybody's really, was her first single, which was I'm Saving All My Love for You, which is a huge hit from her first album. But when I heard it, I was thinking, oh, a very soulful, sort of sentimental, shall we say, lower tempo singer and that. And it's interesting then, maybe even her producers and things picked up on that, because her second big single was I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, no, she can do this other thing as well. She's not just that incredibly tuneful and soulful voice. She actually got a bit of disco and a bit of bop to her, you know. And I think that this song in the album, The Bodyguard soundtrack, which, by the way, is the highest selling movie soundtrack of all time, it shows that other string to her bow. You know, she can dance, she can make you dance, and it's a fabulous pop record. She didn't write a lot of her songs.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
But she actually did co-write this one. So she did lean into amazing songwriters. This one is co-written by L.A. Reid, another great songwriter, would have contributed to her career. But she did co-write some of her tracks. And when I say sometimes writing is one thing, but how you shape the song and what you bring to the party.
The production value around it as
exactly.
well, isn't it?
Exactly. And I mean, she had so much talent and such an incredible voice. I mean, she could also sing opera. I've seen her take on opera songs as well, just for fun. And she would have been fine in that genre too.
How was she liked in the music industry?
She was loved. She was really, really loved. She had that kind of, you know, girl next door vibe. She came from good people. Very, very much in touch with her gospel roots. Mm. So if you ever went to see Whitney live, and I'm sad to say I never did, she always made sure that part of her set was return to her roots of gospel, and that those are themes that you will see particularly in her earlier music as well. But if I come to you, ooh, tell me, will you stay? Will you run away? There it is, Run to You. Not to be confused with the Bryan Adams song of the same name, and easily distinguished.
Yeah.
Interestingly, not as big a hit as the others. And I mean, when we talk about Whitney Houston, not a big hit, you know, where everything is relative, it still did very well. But interestingly, it was one of two songs from The Bodyguard soundtrack to be nominated for Academy Award for Oscars.
The Bodyguard really was the kind of the showcase for a lot of her work, wasn't it?
Oh, 100%. And it is her debut acting role. So
it's a great movie.
It is. And she didn't want to do it. She was nervous. Kevin Costner actually was, you know, the driving force in convincing her. Like, she basically, one day someone said, oh, Kevin Costner, there's a call for you from Kevin Costner. And she's like, Yeah, okay. And she takes the call and he outlines the project and she says, oh, yeah, I'll do that, and gets off the phone and is like, yeah, right, I'm not doing that. But they convinced her. And I mean, in terms of where this album sits in her career, she only really released 7 studio albums and this is number 4.
Were they all a hit?
Yeah. Nah. The first 2, which is Whitney Houston, followed by Whitney, her second album, are 2 of the highest selling albums of all time.
A plethora of awards as well.
This is the single most decorated female artist in the history of music. She won 6 Grammy Awards. Now, I know some people use that as their measuring stick, but the Grammys be not the only awards out there. I mean, she won in excess of over 200 Artist of the Year awards from very reputable, institutions. So, you know, if you're looking for album sales, one of the highest selling albums artists ever.
Yeah.
The artist with the most, accolades in terms of awards. The respect that she received from her peers and from the public, I think, almost stands alone. And the ultimate tragedy is we don't have her anymore.
No.
I can't believe it's actually 16 years since she died as well.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're leaving listeners with this one. Of course, needs no introduction. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the highest selling single of all time. What more do you need to say? I do love the Dolly Parton version, and I remember telling the story of how Dolly Parton contacted the producers.
Yeah.
Because what Whitney was actually kind of covering was the Linda Ronstadt version, which didn't have the last verse.
That's right, didn't you? You told her she rang to tell her
that's
you left
right,
out a verse.
Said, in the one that begins,
Dolly Parton,
I hope,
ringing you to tell you. You left out a verse of my song.
Kevin Costner, will you be in a film? Dolly, listen. But she, Dolly Parton rang the producer and said, there's another verse that begins, I hope life treats you kind. And that's where the song goes from mega hit into some other stratosphere of vocal range, talent, and mind-bending success. Whitney, we lost you too soon.
And after all of that, she's still not one of your favourite artists.
She's one of my favourite singers.
Right.
The genre, not quite always my jam, but I listen to Whitney.
The closest artist that I've ever seen live in sort of like the same style or genre to Whitney is Diana Ross.
Oh, music royalty again. You know, and I love Motown. I'm perhaps more in love with Whitney Houston's musical roots than the genre that came out after that.
But see, it's the pop element of it. I know.
And there is the divide.
Yeah.
But Andrea, there's nothing better than hearing just pure raw talent. And if you can't recognise that, no matter what genre you profess to love, if you love death metal and you can't say that Whitney Houston was a brilliant singer, then I can't help you.
Well, we will leave you with, of course, Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. My thanks, as always, Alan Buckley, the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. Thanks a million for joining us to chat about Whitney Houston.
A joy.
We'll always love you. Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.